Welcome to Native America Calling. From Studio 869 in Isleta Pueblo, I'm Tara Gatewood. It's spring, and bears are emerging from hibernation. It's also a time when some tribes choose to honor their traditional connections with these beings. Today, we'll hear from three different tribes about the special place bears hold among their nation. In some tribes, bears are seen as relatives, and there are also those that continue a dance that is a gift from the bear. This hour, we invite you to share the connections you and your tribe have to bears. We go live right after the news.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An Anchorage man was sentenced to 5 years probation after being found guilty of illegally marketing items he sold as being made by an Alaska Native artist. KNBA's Trip Krause has more.
On March 10th, the U.S. District Judge also sentenced 60-year-old Lee Skrunek to pay $2,500 in restitution and surrender more than $125,000 in retail products. According to a joint news release from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Indian Arts and Crafts Board, Skrunek was charged with a felony violation of the Indian Arts and Crafts Act. The law makes it illegal to falsely market products as native-made. Skrunek was also charged with a misdemeanor violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. According to the release, the charges stem from 2015 when Skrunek owned the Arctic Treasures gift shop in downtown Anchorage. He sold a polar bear skull to an undercover agent of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act. In 2017, undercover agents visited Skrunek's store again and asked about carvings. Skrunek told the agents that an Alaska Native artist from Point Hope made them, but the carvings were actually made by Skrunek. During his probation, Skrunek will be prohibited from working with animal products. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
The Navajo Nation is urging residents to stay vigilant as the first case of a COVID-19 variant is found on Navajo land. The positive test of the strain referred to as the UK variant was obtained in the western portion of the reservation in Arizona. Tribal leaders and health officials informed the public during a virtual town hall Tuesday. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says they don't want people to panic, but to continue to take COVID-19 precautions.
Yes, it's a concern, but not to put fear into our public, because this individual caught the UK variant, also received two doses of the vaccine. So you can still catch the variant even after your shots, but the severity of the illness, you know, they had to keep the person in hospital for some time just to monitor them. But other than that, that individual is recovering today.
According to the Navajo Nation, contact tracing was conducted and no further spread was identified. The tribe's coordinating with states and other testing facilities to sample for variants. The UK variant was found as COVID-19 cases across Navajo land have been on a downward trend. An Arizona state senator talks about her bill to honor Navajo code talkers every August. It was signed by Governor Doug Ducey this week. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports.
A group of Navajo or Diné members of the U.S. Marines during World War II used the Navajo language to defy the Axis powers and help win the war for the Allies. Governor Ducey says there were more than 400 men in the Code Talkers. Arizona State Senator James Sita Peshlakai, who sponsored the new law, says the project was declassified in 1968, and now there are only 4 Navajo Code Talkers alive.
The word that the Code Talkers used for the United States was Shema, my mother. Many have died with Shema on their lips.
She said sometimes they were referring to the U.S., but others it was more like their mother or the circle of life. The code was never broken. According to the governor's press release, during the Battle of Iwo Jima, they successfully transmitted over 800 messages without a mistake. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Now, National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Amerind, Indian Country's 100% tribally owned insurance partner. Information on property, liability, workers' compensation, and commercial auto needs at amerind.com. Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, joining you live from my homelands, Ashirwitdui. Spring is officially here, and some animals are waking up from their winter slumber. Black and brown bears emerge hungry and ready to feast on the spring bounty. And many tribes consider them sacred, and many believe it's important to live in harmony with bears. Some tribes have traditional stories and songs associated with bears, as well as clans named after them, and they are held in high respect, and sometimes you're not even supposed to have contact or talk about them. And so we respect tribes that follow those paths and don't mean any disrespect with our program today, but we are definitely wanting to learn more and also culture share. So today, we're going to talk about bears from a cultural perspective in Alaska, Montana, Alaska, and Colorado. But we'd also like to hear from you. And what significance does the bear hold for you? Does your tribe have songs or stories about bears, things you can share in public? We're not wanting you to divulge things you're not supposed to. You know what your elders taught you. But whatever you feel comfortable sharing, go ahead and give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And today we're going to start off in Douglas, Alaska. On the line with us is Ishmael Hope, and he is a poet, storyteller, actor, and co-host of the Storytelling Cafe podcast. And Ishmael is Tlingit and Inupiaq. It's our pleasure to have him here for another Native America Calling. Ishmael, welcome.
Tara, that's so wonderful. And your fine hosting and consideration is just always so evident. And just the warmth there of the recognition of that we share something and you know what your elders taught you. You know, to come into that is, to me, is a special kind of thing. So I really appreciate it. You know, thanks so much for inviting me. And one other thing I'm just excited about to share with, whatever we want to call it, Indian country, our relatives on Turtle Island, or we would say Tlingitani, or, you know, the people's land, you know, with what's going on with, nationally, and the election of Deb Haaland for Interior Secretary is, I wanted to acknowledge ancestors of mine who spent so much time on working with the community, advocating for sovereignty, and how much they would just be so in awe of what's going on right now and what that means for sovereignty, what that means for biodiversity, what that means for cultural and linguistic diversity and self-determination. It's a beautiful thing. It's always a great time to be Native, but it's a beautiful day to be Indigenous, you know?
Indeed. You know, that is a forever saying, because what it means a lot, but it is very, very, very important. And for us to keep talking about these things, to keep breathing, to keep thinking, to keep sharing story, that's how we keep a lot of this thriving. And some of the things you shared, Ishmael, even down to Deb Haaland, and in her confirmation hearings, she talked about bears too, so it all relates. And Ishmael, when we think of bears in our communities, a lot of times it comes with a lot of reverence. And I really mean it when we talk about, you know, it's a sacred being that we are given a connection to. And, you know, and in some communities, you don't, you know,
There are connections that are so strong that you don't even talk about them. And so when we think of the diversity across our Native nations and thinking about their role, and then when we think about coming together as Indigenous people, where you do have nations where you talk about them, where you respect them, and you connect with them. And so we have a diversity of people who are listening, and that's a gift in itself. And today you are going to tell us a little bit about this connection to both of the paths that your ancestors walk on, both Tlingit and Inupiaq. Go ahead and share with us one side of your traditional learning about bears.
Right on. Ye owe, gunuschish, ye kwati, singit kena, kadlait ka kena kawa, yoka kwatan. I can, thank you much. I can speak this in Tlingit and English. I'll try to keep it balanced. Hoot sayu, ye tu saknuch, kasik. We call it the, Hoots, which is for brown bear, and Seek, which is for black bear. Kunachwe has sitzin, ya hoots kwani, kasik kwani. Achaya ya atwune aya, achaya yi desh duwa khatati. Ade has du dot. Ki ade has du dot ki aniki ye. Gunuschish, and just that the way that we recognize them is for the power and the strength that they have, and so that I appreciate the respect that you have in the way that you talk about it. Yetzinate, yetusaknuch. We call it yetzinate, which is you could kind of translate that as like a powerful being. You know, that's the sort of respect and reverence held for the bear. And gukyik the gaik, which is big ears, large ears, which is because that's the respect for it. Dasa hastudat yukatu saatki. Hasawa aya achnuch. They can hear whenever we talk about them. And so that's why we have that. That's why we have that way of speaking with respect and reverence about them. Ach, ayu, hastu hu teen. Ach, ayu, hastu hu teen, yaha, sisko has. Long ago, our ancestors used to live among them. Ka ka sha, hasaya sha in ach. There were men and women who had married among Hoots Kwani. Achaya has awus kun ya atwune dat. Hastu ya ayao duwane. They knew that to respect from, they knew how to respect them from living among them. Ye owe chatsu achtundatani ye yeti. That is also my feeling about the bears and the respect for them. And just the things that we had learned to value of being among their land. Hoots kwani ani aya ya askutu. The forest is much of the forest is the land of the bears, and so whenever one raninza we adu sakshaya ka we
Ashloon. Akushtaninayu. Wanganinzawewe hoots. Atuagut. Atkuaha. Yewe, ye in the Cajun. Ishan hut. Jotraiga. Yan kagut. Yewe, ye kaya dukai in chop. Yahasis go hus. Dana walk. Kakinge sti. Ka. Ya. Das adusa. Ududziku. Yahakusti. Yewe, katsu yewe kwa ach. And so when we go out among their land, we would say to them, pity me, something like this. You know, we would just stand and just say, pity me, pity me. Ishanchat, I'm just coming out here for my food. And just facing them and saying that. Not acting scared, not running right away, but that's the kind of thing that we'd be instructed by. And we were taught about this by a lot of our elders, which I've learned. I'm thinking in particular of Austin Hammond and David Katzik for speaking and sharing their knowledge about that kind of this subject right here, who I learned from.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Ishmael, I think paying tribute to those who teach us is something we do internally a lot of times too, when we're thinking of something, or especially when we're talking about our teachings or our culture. And you remember those people who gave you the stories. You remember the people who taught you, you know, ways, or even those who scolded you and said, "Hey, no, this is how you do it." And hearing that you are recalling all of those people, too, who taught you about the bear, the importance and how to respect, you know, it really connects where the knowledge comes from in our communities. And a lot of times when we do these specific looks at different animals that share the land with us, that share our nations, that we talk about this and you see how it connects. We're focusing on bears today, and I know you have connections. If you want to share something, go ahead. Phone lines are open. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. Go ahead and dial in now. The Biden administration returned mineral rights under the Missouri River to the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara Nation, which reverses a Trump administration action. We'll look at that and some other potential actions to either repair or reaffirm policies from the previous president. That's on the next Native America Calling.
Ah, Khestspukani. Health coverage is important now more than ever. Enroll in Marketplace coverage now through May 15th, 2021. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Masada Pueblo, and we are talking about bears today. And what do they mean to your nation? Do stories about them exist? What were you taught by your relatives or maybe even your tribal leaders? The number to join us is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. And I definitely want to particularly invite our elders into the conversation today. We want to hear your voice. Go ahead, give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. Before the break, you met Ishmael Hope. He's a poet, storyteller, and also the co-host of the Storytelling Cafe podcast. He joins us today out of Douglas, Alaska. He is Tlingit and Inupiaq. Thank you for being with us, Ishmael. And you know what? Thank you for bringing that good energy, speaking the language. And I really appreciate that. And for our listening audience who was able to sit back and hear today's program partly in your own language, we appreciate you too. And so, Ishmael, you were telling us some really great things, and I'm just going to give it back to you to continue your story and your connections. Go ahead.
I'm just so grateful to you all. It is like medicine. That is what our elders say. Paul Marx Kinkadunik says that. So just thinking about the bear and the respect for the bear, it sets my own body and mind in line. And so just out of appreciation, just to share right now, we call it like a fire, story fire. And James Skeek, I believe, in Petersburg, he's an elder who told me that word. And so I'll leave it with that I just appreciate the chance to share for how it helps me and my own chance to just be with my people.
And thank you back, Ishmael. And you know what? I got a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and hear what they're thinking. We're going to say hi to Melvin, who is in Santee, Nebraska, tuned in on KZYK. Melvin, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Good morning. Listening to your show, you know, yearly, some of us from Santee, we make a journey back to our traditional homelands in northern Minnesota. And at a place there, there's a place with bears buried in a circle. And it's a big circle. They're big bears. They're not your black and brown bears. The state of Minnesota, you know, knows where it's at. And they went in there with that ground penetrating radar. And they said those bears are about 9 to 10 feet on the average tall. So, you know, we've been going there paying respect to a traditional spot and, you know, learning more about it every year. It's just, you know, I count on it every year. I want to know why they're buried there in that circle, what kind of bears they were. So it's just, you know, every year we go and we learn, and it just makes your spirit stronger every time I go there, and I get almost recharged. But it's more of it's just, you're glad to learn. You're mm-hmm. learning about these bears, and I don't know what kind they are yet, but I'm going, maybe I'll find out this year.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Melvin, and hope that story finds you. Thank you for giving us a ring. And you know what? That's a better way to say it, Melvin. If you'd like to pay respect to the bear today, give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848. We have another caller. We have Macaw in Saskatchewan, Canada, tuned in online. Macaw, thank you for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Hello. I love the topic of this program. It's so welcoming for the season of spring. And I have a question, but I just want to put it out to everyone in case somebody has some knowledge about it. To do with the northern constellation that is known in Latin name as Ursa Major, and we commonly call that constellation the Big Dipper. And I'm wondering if there's any knowledge that tribal people would have seen a bear in that constellation. That's my question for everyone.
Okay. And you know, I've heard stories that connect to it. It's not a story that comes from my tribe, so I don't feel I have the place to tell it. If there are people who are listening and you'd like to share that story, you can give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. Ishmael, do you know of any connections to what we see in the sky to our relative, the bear?
There are some things about the stars and astronomy and that type of thing. But in the case of the Big Dipper or Ursa Major, that's Yachteh And that's the Dipper. I mean, that's like a yachte. I'm trying to think of how to describe that's a Dipper. So it's that's their house for Occoquan, just to acknowledge the people from the Occoquan who have that as their crest.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And again, you can always join us, 1-800-996-2848. We have another caller on the line. Let's go ahead and say hi to Gordon in Red Lake, Minnesota. Gordon, thanks for giving us a ring. You're on air.
All right. Thank you for having me today. I just wanted to, I'm a member of the Bear Clan in my tribe, and I just wanted to tell a quick story about one of our bear stories. Is the bear is the one who taught one of our old warriors how to play the moccasin game. And he was just having such a bad day, and things were bad, a lot of family things, people dying, and the bear saw how sad he was, and he taught him how to play this game, and he took it back to the village and showed everybody how to play the moccasin game, and it brought calmed everybody down, and they all got back together, and they started doing all of their things they were supposed to do because of the game. They all got together and played the game, and then it made them back a family again. So that was just one of the quick stories I wanted to tell about the bear that we have up here in Red Lake. We call him Makwa. So I just wanted to share that with your audience and with you, and thank you again for letting me be on.
All right. Good to hear your voice, Gordon. Again, you can give us a ring, 1-800-996-2848. Also here with us today, out of Ignacio, Colorado, on the Southern Ute Indian Tribe Nation, is Matthew Box, and he is the Bear Dance Chief for the Southern Ute Tribe, and Matthew is Southern Ute. Our pleasure to have him here. Matthew, welcome to Native America Calling.
Thank you for having me. It's a great honor to be here. I'm Matthew Box. I'm the Bear Dance Chief of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe. There's Northern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute as well, our sister tribes. But I'm from here. My grandfather is Eddie Box Sr., Eddie and Dorothy Box Sr., and my mom and dad are Eddie and Betty Box Jr., and I thank you for having me here. This is a great thing. The bear is like people to us. We won't kill bears, sacred to us, and bridges the way of life to us with creation, much like buffalo and eagle and our creation world. We're all related and no different than you and I. And so this is part of our way of life. Speak about this.
Mm-hmm. Our relatives. And Matthew, I know you understand the gift of the bear, and there is something very special that happens in your nation. And go ahead and share what you'd like to about the gift from the bear.
All the people to know that everybody is welcome to this ceremony that we have called the Bear Dance. All people around the globe, all tribes, all people are welcome to this. And we have some workshops that my grandfather started, so people show up, know what to do and how to dance. And it's not a tourist attraction. It is a ceremony, and it was given to us by the bear to, in the beginning, there are a lot of dances and ceremonies and ways of life that the anthropologists recorded, and the bear dance is one of them. So it's one of the oldest, because we're not here by ourselves, one of the oldest dances in recorded North American history. And so it's very important to us to carry this on. But what it does is a gift from the bear to people, the two-legged, to be able to rejuvenate their spirit mentally, physically, and give strength at a new year when for us, it's when the lightning, when you first hear the lightning after winter, then we start getting ready. But much like the lady was talking earlier, when the sun hits a certain spot, much like the Anasazis, you know, that this is the time that we do bear dance. It's been going on for a long time. There's no beginning, and it's only changed somewhat because in my grandfather's time, there was hanging and kids graduating from school. So it was normally held in March, not in my time. But now in May is when that happens. And now with this COVID, we're doing 1 year, a little closer to the summertime because of COVID. But it rejuvenates our spirit, and that way creation is able to handle all kinds of things that we do, grief, luggage, so to speak, that carries on your life is really hard, can be difficult at times. And so that's what the bear dance does. And it has different meanings for older people, couple people, elder society, youth. This bear dance, that's a corral that we have at and it happens between all of our tribes, the Ute tribes. If you would like, this is what it sounds like. Ian, the raspy noise is what we call a growler. We create that on a resonating box, like a pine tree that's been hollowed out, or even a long time ago, they had a buckskin, rawhide on a hole in the ground that creates a resonation, much like what musical people, like glockenspiel instrument, so to speak, and creates that resonation sound with that growling box. And if you do it just right, you can. It sounds like a bear, you know, that growling. And then there's a beat in which the dancers dance, and they line across from each other, men and women. It's a woman's choice dance. This dance is all about women. A woman's society would be nowhere. They need a great respect. When grandma says do this and do that, then do you already doing it before you think? Don't talk back. How does man treat woman in world with domestic violence and problems? You know, you can't do that. And that's what this dance is about, to respect our women folk and women's society, that they are the ones and that we need to honor them in that way. And that's part of this dance as well. So it's a ladies' choice dance. They pick somebody and then they line across from each other and sing those songs. I can talk a lot about the dance. So I don't know. I could keep going on. Mm-hmm. I better not, though. just that our dance is June 11th this year, Ignacio, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew, you carry the right to speak about this too, and we appreciate you sharing what you can and respect that, you know, there's a stopping point and we move on. And Matthew, I think all of the lessons that we get from the bear are really important, and they come in a strong way. And I think, you know, even the lesson that they teach about healing, and we think of their slumber and the rest that they do. And while they're resting, they're actually healing too. It's an amazing thing. Even when you look at the science of what happens to these bears in their slumber, it connects and it gives us that story even stronger of, you know, healing and understanding. And what you just shared too, Matthew, about what this dance means. And for you, Matthew, we got about a minute before break. Why is it important we remember all of these things?
For their daily lives today, so that we can carry on at the fullest strength of our well-being. I need to, in this little bit of time, mention also that today there are bears that come out about this time, and sometimes they get into trash or they do certain things and get into town, and people run out there. Oh no, we got to call it wildlife. In our tribe, then we say, well, did you talk to them first? You know, did you ask them to watch out for what's going on? So in our tribe here, we'll get them if they've been hurt on the road or get killed on the road. We'll go get them right away. We'll go find them and bring them to a special place where they can be returned to the earth if they're still alive. And then our wildlife department will trap them real quick. Then I'll go down there and I will talk to them and tell them, you know, if they go over to so-and-so's land and he's got something, they might get shot. You know, talk to them and let them know that we care for them as people and we don't want them to get hurt. Maybe stay over here, you know, these kind of things. But that we carry on our daily life today, grateful for what they have given to us and give them that kind of respect.
Nah, thank you, Matthew Box. Today, we are talking about bears. We know you have connections. If you'd like to share something that's culturally appropriate, you can. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. We look forward to your calls, and I'm seeing we have callers on the line who are going to teach us a thing or two about bears from their tribal traditions. You can give us a ring, too. We'll go to callers right after the break. If you want to join us, now is the time to dial. 1-800-996-2848 is a number. And definitely thank you to everyone who is sharing today. We appreciate it. We're learning and we're listening too. Thanks again. 1-800-996-2848 is a number to dial in. Go ahead, make the phones ring.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, Strong Hearts Native Helpline is a no-charge, 24/7, confidential and anonymous domestic, dating, and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the Chat Now icon on StrongHeartsHelpline.org. This program is supported by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
You're listening to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood, and today's program definitely comes from a place of respect, and especially respect to those who have given us the stories, who have given us the teachings, and those who still continue to teach us and to encourage us to find our own paths to our tribal communities and our culture. And today, this path is headed up by the bear, and we're learning about tribal connections. We're hearing stories, and we know that this is also a special time for the bears coming out of their slumber. And so we are learning as much as we can, and we're sharing too. If you'd like to join us, you can give us a ring. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's go ahead and go to our phone lines. We're going to say hi to Margaret, who's in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Margaret, thank you for giving us a ring. You're on air.
Hi, Donna Doon. I'm Dena, or Koyakon Athabaskan, from the Central Yukon River in Alaska. Thanks for hosting this topic today and for everybody that's been sharing their teachings. I'm learning. I just know a little bit, but I think it's okay to share today from our Koyakon teachings. One of the things is that we don't usually actually say the name of the animal. We say gagat or big animal, just because it's such a powerful spirit and I think medicine around it. And sometimes I think during the winter, you know, there's stories and that's the season of storytelling, and it's okay to say it then because they're sleeping. But now, you know, when they're waking up and in the summertime when they're out, we just say gagat or big animal. And I think, there's some powerful medicine around it and some teachings, especially for women. In interacting also with the powerful women's medicine, there are certain protocols, or like we say, hutlani, around females or women, you know, touching tools on things like that. There's certain protocols to follow. And one of them also being not to eat the meat from that animal. So I'm also a midwife and interested in learning about, you know, more about women's medicine to help remember that and help pass it on as well. So just interested if anybody else has any knowledge or able to share around women's medicine and also the medicine from Gaga. That's it.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you for sharing, Margaret. Wish you safe travels. And thanks for telling us a little bit about your understanding. Thank you for giving us a ring there, Margaret, out of Anchorage, Alaska. We now go to Ray, who is in Cheyenne River, South Dakota, listening in. Ray, thanks for giving us a ring. Go ahead, share your thoughts.
Hey, I just want to confirm this one last caller, that one woman that talked about the bears. And I mean, that's what the whole topic is. I'm from Cheyenne River Reservation. And I was talking to an older man about 20-some years ago in Standing Rock area down here. That's near Dapple Country. But he said the Big Dipper, every star up there, there's a name for those stars, and they all have to do with red in the front, like Red Bird, got Red Horse, and you even got like Red Bull, and you got Red Bear. So Manny, you know, he's you know, this one guy over here down here, he's related to the Red Bird down here. We got friends down here, still got those last names down here. I'm sure there's Redfish, there's Red Cloud, and through treaties, you know, those, you know, names like that were important people that lived here in Lakota country, like Joe Roan. He's from Canada. He's an older man. I met him back 25 years ago at a Sundance in Lilico. He told me about that, too. He told me about Lakota down here. You guys, you know, you got to keep up what you're doing, you know, because you guys deal with treaties. This old man named Clyde Lowdog. He said he would take your thumbprint, and then he would relate, you know, to the world, you know, to dreams and thumbprints. And there's an older man named Eddie Box that I run into. He also talked about the same thing. I took his thumbprint. And we talked like that about bears because his people down there in Colorado, they all worked with bears down there. So when this talk here about Muscola the bear, that's pretty good because Clyde Lowdog, he said, anything that shows up in your thumbprint, if it's a bear, you might be working with bear power, you know, in your lifetime. So he put the spook to everybody, you know, by taking thumbprints. But I thought I'd let you know that, okay?
And Ray, before you go, I know there are different places too that bear the name and important places. And anything you want to share about, you know, when we pay respect and there are places that carry that name, you know, in our communities. Anything you want to share about that, Ray?
Okay, the older people that had those names, they were highly respected so that, you know, they would feed and they remembered them. And you gather them together. Let's say if there's a horse society or there's a dog society, and then they'll be the ones to be talking, you know, giving advice to the younger ones, saying, this is how you go about making your stand here. So, you know, at this day and age, I'm pretty sure that's what they need to hear, everybody. And the older ones, they knew what they're going to be dealing with. So they left their stories and tapes and, you know, like this. I recorded a lot of them talking about the treaties and stuff, especially Clyde Lowdog. I just wanted my friend in Nebraska to know that, you know, the older one that keeps calling in, because he knew Clyde, too, and I knew Clyde personally. So stuff like this about stories, about, you know, dreams and, you know, what shows up in your prints and ceremonies, you got to carry it on. You know, people nowadays, this day and age, that's the power. We got the Black Hills over here. We got Bear Butte. Oh, man, we got so much people, you know, within our reservations. We have 7-8 reservations down here, and they're all very, very highly, highly in touch and in tune and connected to the Black Hills. So you give them a chance, we could change the whole tables on this. And if Biden wants to help us out, we can do it. We can do it.
All right, Ray, thank you for your call there out of Cheyenne River. We now go to Ophelia on the Tana'atam Nation in Arizona, tuned in on KOHN. Thanks for giving us a ring, Ophelia. Go ahead. You're on air.
Just very honored and pay my respects to the bear. You know, we're out here and everybody says, oh, it's a Southwest desert and you don't expect a bear. But we have some great stories about the bear. I remember as a child that my father would, when we lose our baby teeth, we'd go and pay respect to the bear and throw our our northern direction represents the bear. So we throw our baby tooth to the bear and pray for a strong tooth coming in. So that's our, and there in Phoenix, Arizona, there's a mountain called South Mountain, and that's also a bear mountain. And so we have a lot of also respect and trying to gather the healing for our people as related to the bear. Bear is a healing medicine. And just to share, you know, that what we have is very important to the young people to hear today, because it's now it's getting more disconnected to those things. And yet there's some people here that we still have honor for that and remember those teachings, especially about the bear. And this morning I woke up and I paid honor to the bear. There's a little carvings that I got, and I took them out. And it's just, it's not by coincidence that I took out the little bears out of their little hiding place, because it's their time to come out and bring out all the healing medicines for us. So that's what I have to share. So thank you very much.
Ophelia, thank you for your call. Thank you for your voice there on the Tanaatam Nation. And got another caller. We're going to go to Michael, who is in Jemez Pueblo, New Mexico, tuned in on KUNM. Michael, thank you for giving us a ring. Go ahead. You're on air.
Yerushalba. Thank you for taking my call, sir. You know, in the Pueblos down here in the Southwest, we consider the bear very sacred and very powerful. We get power, bravery, healing, and family values, because you get family values, especially this time of year when the little cubs come out, and you can watch the bear family and how they treat their young and protect their young. And, of course, the Pueblo ancestries' homeland are in the mountains, mesas, and valleys, which the bear, we are in brotherhood with the bear. And I'm also a bear clan member, so shout out to all my bear brothers and bear sisters. I get the bear clan from my mom, who's Acoma, and that's where my bear clan relatives hail. And also, speaking of the boxers in Southern Ute, I sang with White Eagle, and the White Eagle drum always had interactions with the Southern Ute and Bobby Box and family with powwows and such. And also, you know, you hear a big place in the news lately has always been bear ears, and there's a lot of nations and ancestors have originated and gone there and have come from there with great wisdom and great teachings. And you know, it's a great topic you have today, Tara, and thanks a lot for my input.
All right, thanks for giving us a ring, Michael. Again, you can add your voice, 1-800-996-2848. You can even tweet your thoughts to us, 1-800-99-NATIVE. With us today on the line out of Douglas, Alaska, is Ishmael Hope, who is a poet, storyteller. He is Tlingit Ananupiak. Also here, too, is Matthew Box, who joins us from the Southern Ute Indian Nation, and he is the Southern Ute Bear Dance Chief. And it's our pleasure to have him here as well. And gentlemen, we have heard from different parts of our Native Nations. And any reflections on what you heard, or just thinking about keeping these stories close to us, and maybe even understanding more about who we are in our nations because of the bear? Anything more you'd like to share, Matthew?
Yep, I'm literally at work, so I have to go. So this will be it. I just wanted to let you know that all of our relatives that have spoken already, it does remind me that this is about healthy community. You know, your people, where you're at, how do they get along? How do they move forward? What do they deal with, even like with this pandemic, or even whatever that may be, that all make it across the mountain pass, all make it across the river, all make it to where we need to go as a healthy community, strengthened, strong, enduring, ready for all the things that we need to do, including our other ceremony. that this is important and this was a gift from creation because he loved us that much to care for us in this way. And that is what I wanted to say, that all of this reflection on what I've heard reminds me of the core and the heart of this bear dance that we have. And I did want to say that it's not me. I'm helping and doing what I can. My body feels older, but I'm a young man still. And I give great respect to all that know more. And my grandfather, Eddie Bock Sr., who has traveled the world up into Canada and other nations and Germany and India. And he taught me all that I know, and I still talk to him. And, you know, I can hear him, and I'm grateful for what has been able to be passed on. That's what we need to remember. To teach your children and teach your kids and teach the world people that your society, your community, these tools of life, because they are that precious. Thank you again for having me. It means a lot to be able to speak to all that are listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matthew Bock. Thank you for joining us. Wish you a lot of strength as you push through your year as well. And I turn it over to Ishmael. Ishmael, anything you want to add?
I wanted to use my Nupiaq language as well. Just when I hear relatives up north saying that, that's the feeling I have right now. And Matthew's beautiful words all throughout, and some things like when grandmother says something, you do it, you know, and just take that responsibility and that's a part of being human and the relationships we need to carry on, that we can't just stand alone. Just hearing those, I'm just reflecting back what I'm hearing and appreciating it, really. And it's just really great stuff. And one of the other things that Margaret had mentioned, Margaret from Anchorage, that just sort of a question on gender. I've been thinking a lot about this, too, that a lot of times the bear relationship is the male on the male gender, but I think it's also really wonderful in our tradition that there was a man who married a brown bear. Kotz, among my elders on the opposite, my relatives on the opposite clans, that they had been that he had that he had to learn the power of a female bear, of a woman bear. And so those are just wonderful things just to be a part of and to learn and be open. And so I just appreciate everything. Thanks, everyone.
Indeed. And we got to wrap things up here. And Ishmael, as we do, just that reminder, open your ears big when your elders are talking. Anything to add? Go ahead. Got about a minute.
I'm thinking about Cyril George right now. That I just appreciate being among the people who are the indigenous people, and sharing.
And we're going to, indeed, and we're going to leave those words, as powerful as they are in their language, too. Thank you for that, Ishmael Hope. Matthew Bock, also thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, we hope you'll join us again. I'm Tara Gatewood.
Support by the Sioux Trading Post, whose special selection of dried herbs are chosen for superior quality, and many sage, sweetgrass braids, and red willow bark and cedar are wild-crafted. All available at SiouxTrading.com. Wopila. Support by the Applied Indigenous Studies Department at Northern Arizona University, giving Native American students knowledge and tools to become change agents in their communities, where Indigenous knowledge is applied. nau.edu/native.
Ah, chas bukani, chitin kutinaksum lu and chaspio tin chashit yatwaske, in chinkan zuch and zintumist in chashit, chasach bukani's open hash seal, 2021. Kolnaucht smeet, chkolkol tausis, chskeli such mariam yach sachem, chkoyment healthcare.gov, uchwa chkolkol tausit, 1-800-318-2596. Yes, Mamit and Centers Call Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davis. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.